Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Across the schoolyard with your head held down, and walk the streets under the breaking cloud, with 100 futures cascading out. It's complicated.
You think of love as just a memory, a fog that smothers you, it's hard to breathe. When you're on your own, that's when you're free.
You're 3 years older and you'll always be now. I can feel you more than you really know. I will love you more than I'll ever show.
There was a time when someone seemed to care. Tourist in your bed, you left him there and found a simple life with no one to share. It's not complicated.
You make a list of all your big regrets
and share with people that you've never met.
You slowly move towards the medicine chair.
Your 3 years older, and you'll always be now. I can feel you more than you really know. I will love you more than I'll ever show. You only have to say, and the world will slip away from you. We'll be right back.
Welcome, my good sentries, to a very special observational session today. It is the SMKs, the Sentinels Marvelous Kaleidoscopes' 3-year anniversary. Technically, it'll be this Wednesday, November 13th, all the way back in 2016, that I started this radio program here on CFRU 93.3 FM. I must have lost thinking about lots and stuff because the last piece, I think I forgot to blurp out a not nice word for radio. I should be an expert now on radio. So yeah, just lots of reminiscing and stuff like that. An appropriate first track that we listened to just now, called 3 Years Older by Prague master Stephen Wilson off the 2015 album Hand Cannot Erase. Yes, I do apologize for missing that single inappropriate word there. Hope you forgive me for that. Actually, Stephen Wilson is coming out with a forthcoming 6th studio album. He's been teasing it a bit with his new tour of Europe that's going on right now. All that details to be confirmed hopefully soon, so we can listen to it for the next year of SMK. So I thought for today's 3-year anniversary broadcast of the SMK, I wanted to now, after that 3 Years Older by Stephen Wilson, I wanted to feature music by all the wonderful guests that have come onto the SMK in the series and audience in the Observational Tower. Either I've pre-recorded an interview with them, or they've come to the station in physical form to be on live on air for the green screen Dream Machine, which most of them are also available on CFRU's YouTube channel. For this, I actually had to bring out my first, I guess I call it my physical chronicle of my past SMK shows. You can hear it right now. The paper. Starting around this time last year, I guess the first guest I had on the show that I interviewed was Sandro Perry, the Toronto singer songwriter, and I guess it was a big name to have on the show, I believe myself. He was my 9th guest on the show, almost breaking 10. I interviewed him during the last year's Kazoo Fest Spooktacular, when Sandro Perry came to play in Guelph at the Heritage Hall. so much to remember over this past year. Just lots of things have happened. So at that at Heritage Hall that night, I got to record an interview with him. It mainly pertained to the album that he released last year, In Another Life. We talked about that album a lot, and it was great to talk about that, like, experimental album with that side-long extended title track. Now I want to play off Sandro, that interview was broadcasted on Christmas Eve, actually, last year, the pre-recorded interview. So I want to play off a track by Sandro off his newest album, Soft Landing, released on Constellation Records. We'll be listening to Back on Love. And from there, we'll be listening to all more guests who have appeared as an audience on the SMK here on CFRU 93.3 FM for the 3-year anniversary of the SMK. that set, we started with Sanjo Perry and Back on Love from his newest album, Soft Landing, on Constellation Records. My ninth guest on the Audience in the Observational Tower series. That was actually show 99. And so that leaves, we now go on from the first Chronicle book, my first Chronicle book, to my newest one, who actually Guelph local Catherine Mung gave to me for when I interviewed her earlier last year, I believe. And she gave me a notebook with an owl on it because owls are my favorite. Thank you, Catherine, again. So this is the second Chronicle book. And also past the, we also celebrated the 100th show. Just before the new year. Then we had the band we just heard. They were my 10th as well as my 17th guest. Yes, it's Dizzy Mystics from Winnipeg, Manitoba. They've been on the show twice. The first time they were touring Ontario in December 2018. So they came to the station to pre-record a hour's interview. So that was broadcasted on January 14th. And then they came back for another tour in April, at the end of April, and they came in the flesh for a live in-studio performance, which you can find the live stream on CFRU's YouTube channel. Both times were to help promote their debut album, which we heard off of, called Wanderlost. We heard the track Rester, Analog Chameleon, which is self-released and you can find on Bandcamp. Yeah, so Dizzy Mystics was the only band so far that has been on the show twice. Also, a note of interest for 101.5 UMFM Syndicate Centuries in Manitoba. Dizzy Mystics is playing with Virginia Witchcraft and Confucia at the Windsor Hotel, 187 Jerry Street in Winnipeg, on Saturdays, December 7th. $10 admission and music starts at 9 p.m. Moving on, the first official guest of this year on the audience is Guelph's own electro-pop experimental wizard girl, Kitzel. Came in for the first live session of the audience on January 21st. I can't say well enough about Kitzel's music. I've been listening to her debut album, 40 Moons That We Know Of, constantly throughout this year. And actually now I can officially announce this on the radio that just this past Friday I announced the next SMK concert curation. Yes, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope presents Our Surreal Tales. Joyful Joyful, Kitzel, Mark Wiley, and Ulrich. I'm quite happy with this lineup, the concert will be taking place on Sunday, December 8th, at the ANAF Club on 32 Gordon Street here in Guelph. A 19-plus event, doors at 8:30 p.m., $10 cover, a safe space event, physically accessible, no hats policy, and a great addition, Kitzel will be providing visuals for this event. I've always wanted to add more to the SMK concert curations, more visual aspect, to make it more interesting for everyone involved. And so I'm happy that the bands and Kitzel have are working together to help this side of the concert, the side of the concert, a concert aspect, I should say, come to life. So, yeah, we're going to be, in the next few weeks, we'll be listening to much more music by Joyful Joyful Kitzel, Mark Wiley, and Ulrich, leading up to this final concert of 2019, number 5 for the SM, for me hosting shows. So let's listen to Kitzel's song for this third year anniversary. I really like Waterfall off 40 Moons That We Know Of, a quite calming ambient piece, or ambience, I should say, with just her playing very reverberating guitar work, quite different from the rest of the songs off her album. So here's Kitzel with Waterfall here on the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Thank you.
This is Subterranea, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Continuing with today's three-year anniversary look at the many guests who've come on the show on the audience in the Observational Tower special, there's actually, I've really got involved with getting artists here at the station this past year. Maybe half of the amount I've gotten was from this year, being proactive in that. So after Kitzel, which we heard Waterfall off her 40 Moons That We Know Of album, we had conductor, another Guelph electronica artist. The next week on January 28th, we heard there his newest or his recent single, Like Your Style. That's Z, or it's style, but with a Z, single, which is available on Conductor's Bandcamp page. He was guest number 12 from earlier this year. Moving on now, moving away from electronic music, we enter some dark progressive music with Subterranea, which is Alia Synesthesia's solo project with operatic, atmospheric textures and vivid storytelling in her songs for the Subterranea project. We had her in March. There was a big break there to help promote her EP, or her, I assume it's an EP, but the newest release, Mercury, which was then released this past summer and available on Bandcamp. I actually hadn't gotten a chance to listen to the full EP yet, so I'll get to that soon, because looking at my notes here, in addition to the new, to this newest release, I've been told there's a new full-length album in the works, most certainly for 2020, maybe. Not sure yet. I guess the most recent update from Subterranea is that to coincide with her Japanese tour in December, she made a physical compilation album called Sword Scored, which includes her previous two releases, Kingdom's Fall and Mercury. An awesome artwork for that, or yeah, cover work for that, really encapsulates Subterranea's vision and aesthetic. So we'll be playing off Mercury, which is on Bandcamp. We're going to be listening to Harbinger. So here's Subterranea here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope's 3-year anniversary observational session. We'll be right back. We had Subterranea with Harbinger off Mercury, which is available on Subterranea's Bandcamp page. She was guest number 13. And then the week after, that was March 4th. And on March 11th, we had KW Toronto Brampton progressive punk band trio Ned Flanders on the show. It was pretty exciting to have Jesse, Dylan, and Brent on the show. Really enjoyed my time with them and asking them the questions, all the good questions. We just heard Garden Variety Panic Attack, which appeared on the KWC DIY Autumn 2018 compilation album released in 2018 on 3/9 compact cassettes. Yeah, I'm sad to hear that right now the band is on indefinite hiatus at the moment. So, because I really enjoyed their music and I think got me into more open to the louder music and to louder music. So, hoping them the best and see what happens with Ned Flanders. So they were guest 14 on the Audience in the Observational Tower. Finishing up this first hour, reminiscing on the guests that have come on the show, we skip to the 1st of March. That one was actually that show was jam-packed. March 1st. The first hour, we had Guelph's David Alexander. David and Alex come on the show to talk about the Magic Dungeonland that debuted at this year's Kazoo Fest. Then in the second hour, we had Mark Wiley, the official 15th guest on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Yeah, another reminder, majority of these, the official guests, I should say, you can listen and watch on CFRU's YouTube channel, because they all include very awesome visual effects through the green screen. With Mark, as I've already said previously when talking with Kitzel, they'll be playing together with Joyful and Ulrich for my next concert curation, which is taking place Sunday, December 8th at the UNAF Club. More information on that you can find on Facebook. I'll be relaying all the tunes from these amazing artists leading up to that in future sessions. For Mark, Whitby progressive ambient guitar player, he just released on the day that I announced my show the concert, he released a new album, Fable EP, on his self-release on his Bandcamp page. Just want to read a bit about that album. A portal was opened from which flowed an energetic signature of Origin One Can't Say For Certain. The emanations flowed into this being, conjuring the sonic narrative that is the Fable EP, a construct of pure imagination. This magical mythos is an expression of the physical universe and a reflection of the soul. We'll be listening to one of the favorite songs that I've on the Fable EP, which I've listened through a couple times now, Mirror Garden by Mark Wiley. And we'll be continuing the 3rd anniversary broadcast session of the SMK in the next hour. So here's Mark Wiley in Mirror Garden here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.